Welcome to the XYZ Experiment Podcast. It's Dash and Fiona. And I just wanted to let all of you listeners know that Fiona has rocked into the studio wearing sequined pants. It's the middle of the day. We're not going to a disco. We're not going to a party. And this is not unusual behaviour. So we wanted to talk about styles of dressing, I guess, and what we gravitate towards in terms of clothing. But tell us about your sequined pants, Fiona.
So they're a pair of pants that I've had for a long time. I've actually got multiple sequined pants. Am I allowed to say that? Because I do.
Yeah.
I love sequined pants. And they're pants that I bought quite a while ago, but what you don't know is they're actually pajama bottoms that I bought from Peter Alexander years ago. And so they're like tracksuit pants, but with sequins on them. And today when I got up, I just thought, oh, I want to wear tracksuits today. But like Dash, I blame you for some of this in the podcast because there was a time some time ago when you told me that I needed to up my game in my clothing like I used to.
That's true. That is true.
Because I had got really slack after, like during COVID, I was just wearing, you know, pants with elasticized waists all the time. And the same ones, my camo pants, you know, my camo pants. I've got two of those. That's why I can wear them so often. I just intertwine them. But I do make a conscious effort when I'm coming down to the podcast to get dressed up and make sure that
even though we don't video yet.
We don't video. But the other thing as well is what our listeners don't know is I've lost a lot of weight recently and I'm fitting back into a lot of my clothing and I'm really loving wearing my clothes again. And I realise that I think you call it dopamine dressing.
Mm.
I realise I do a lot of that.
Mm.
I dress for something that makes me really happy.
Yeah.
And that probably reflects my entire wardrobe of clothes. Like I do have some – I went through a phase where I thought, no, I'm going to be really minimalist. But that's not me. I'm not minimalist, I've decided. I'm just not that. I want to be fabulous instead.
Yeah. So that looks like what in your wardrobe?
Well, I've got some pretty special pieces. So it means a lot of colour.
Yeah.
A lot of colour. It means embellishments.
Mm-hmm.
It can mean a lot of the jewellery that I've got. I've got some wonderful jewellery, like statement pieces, which you haven't even seen any of it yet, but
yeah.
I will start pulling that out again. It can mean the type of shoes that I wear as well. Yeah, that's what it means for me.
Yeah.
What about for you? What does dopamine – because I know you're a dopamine dresser.
I am,
what does
absolutely
that mean for you?
I love wearing colour.
Yeah.
And I did get my colours done a while ago, so I know which colours suit me. And it is
– You got your colours done?
Yeah, I got my colours done,
okay.
Which is actually – I know it's kind of come back in and out, but it's probably something that happened more in the 80s, I think.
Yeah,
people used
to
get their colours done a lot.
But I've been seeing a bit of it on TikTok, actually.
Yeah, so I know that, like, bold colours, vibrant colours suit me, like hot pinks and, you know, very bright blues and bright yellow. So I can't wear pastels and all of those types of colours because they wash me out. But I had always naturally gravitated to those colours anyway. And I dress for mood, but I absolutely dress for colour. And even for work, I ran an event recently and one of my co-event runners, she was like, I wore these colourful pants because I knew that we would be – I thought you'd be wearing something similar, but I'd worn black pants and a colourful top.
Okay.
A colourful printed top. So it was kind of like – I can't generally wear all black, and if I do, then I have to wear a really colourful scarf or I have to do something to kind of elevate that look. And I have been told I look like a clown sometimes.
No, you have not.
Yeah, I have.
By whom?
Who would just say random that? People. Like, it's not in a negative way, but like, because I'm not afraid of colour, I think sometimes people are just a bit, whoa.
And not forgetting, we live in Melbourne, which is the black capital of the world.
Yeah.
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 Like seriously, sometimes you'll laugh. Sometimes I'll take a photo of my washing hanging up and every piece is black and I send it to my sisters and say, when you know that you live in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Because everything's black, you know.
Everything.
Even in the shops. Like I find that when I go to a lot of the shops now, there's a lot of minimalist colours and black, and look, that's all great and people look fabulous in it, but I like to seek out shops that have a bit more colour in them.
Mm.
But I don't want people to think that I'm dressing like they talk about, you know, women in their 50s, how they dress. I don't dress like that. Like,
no.
I'm not that sort of style at all. I still think I'd probably dress a younger aesthetic than what I actually am. But I think for a while there I got a little scared of colour because, you know, there was all these things of women in their capri pants and their sandals and their colourful tops. And I was over 50 and I was thinking, oh, I don't want to be that person, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because that's still, to me, that doesn't stand out. That's more wallflower style. So I've been following a lot of TikTok accounts that are women over 50 and the sort of styles that they're wearing, and sort of it's really making me up my game again. And I realise how happy it makes me to dress like that. Like, I felt pretty fabulous walking down the road in my sparkly pants, glittering
in
the sunshine.
I'm sure you did.
You know, like I was really loving myself wearing that. So I think a lot of the dressing is that sort of way at the moment.
It's interesting because I was following a stylist on Instagram and she kept saying invest in your whites and beiges and blacks and greys because they never date. And so she like, and she would talk about it heaps. Anyway, I've unfollowed her because she was just annoying me to no end, because it was like there was no room in that for personality. Like, I think that's one of the things I struggle with when it's a monotone dress. And I know that there's some people who absolutely love that look and look great in that look. But if that's your personality and that's what makes you happy, then absolutely embrace that. But for someone like me who comes from a cultural background where, you know, if I think about my childhood or any events where all the aunties come, they're in beautiful coloured saris. Like, colour is part of this heritage. And I follow a lot of Instagram accounts where it's African clothing brands and beautiful prints, beautiful colours. And I just think that's the type of personality, and it's the kind of thing that is a bit of joy in the way you dress. And you can still look incredibly professional. You can still look incredibly stylish. You can, you know, go to weddings wearing those types of outfits. And you can also then be dressed quite casually wearing a lot of colour. But I just think I am attracted to that colour much more than maybe others might be.
Do you dress for yourself or do you dress for others?
I think I used to, when I was in my 20s, dressed for others. And I look back and remember wearing skirts and like being quite uncomfortable, like in what I was wearing, because it was restrictive, not because it was like I was uncomfortable with the actual clothing. Now I absolutely dress for myself. So a lot of my pants, I wear pants much more than dresses or skirts. They usually do have like kind of an elastic waistband, but I absolutely love colour. I love shopping in stores that, actually that might not be true. I love shopping in stores that are not too mainstream, because I don't want to show up to the same event as someone wearing the same thing. But that said, I mean, I still will wear Mr. Zimmy and all of those kind of brightly coloured brands. But I do now dress for myself a lot more. So I will absolutely push the boundaries of what would be deemed acceptable at a family wedding. Like the last family wedding, I wore a teal green jumpsuit with a cape.
How fabulous, though.
Yeah.
So when you enter a room, do you want people to notice you?
I want people, it depends on what room I'm entering.
Okay.
And I think it's not necessarily about noticing me, but particularly if I'm running an event or if I'm speaking at an event or if it's an event where I feel like I need to portray competence, excellence, strength, then I will absolutely pick an outfit that will be like, I have arrived.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you?
I do. I definitely dress for occasions, like I do. So when we were doing Williamson, and if I knew that if we had any face-to-face events, I really dressed up for those.
Yeah.
And I would pick my outfit out really careful because I wanted to portray a certain image to the 60-odd people there, and it was an image of confidence and that I deserved to be there and that I was, I don't know, it was I do know, it made me feel more confident in the setting. I wanted to be noticed, I think. And then there's times like when I go to work where I'm in scrubs, but I bought my scrubs from a very fashionable scrub outlet and I wear those and I wear really funky sneakers with them. Then when I'm going to meet up with like friends like yourself and all that, I do get dressed up nowadays. I'm dressing again because it makes me happy. Mm. And also I've spent a lot of money on clothes over the years and it's nice to, instead of buying something new, it's nice to go back into your wardrobe and, yeah. and re-wear some of that stuff. But sometimes I've got so many clothes, it's actually crazy. But some of my favourite clothes are my statement things. Like my favourite waterproof jacket is, it's a Gorman one, and it's just got hey, hey, hey written all over it. In multicolours, in multicolours, you know. And I like it because I know nobody else will be wearing it. And it's a, it makes people smile when they see it, you know. I really like that. So I think when I dress and if I'm going with a group of people or with friends, I want to come into the room with the energy and I want my clothes to reflect that, I think for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So then does that mean you're dressing for yourself or dressing for others?
I think I'm dressing for others as well as myself. And it's the image I want to project on the day of what I'm doing. It can often reflect how I'm feeling as well. The thing is, if I have to wear a very normal outfit, and when I say normal, I'm thinking like a... there'll always be something that I'll add to it that's an element of surprise, whether it's like a, I don't know if you've seen that fabulous Don Monte necklaces that I have that with the big crystals in them, or like I've got a necklace where I've actually got, it's not Suki, but it's a Pomeranian at the end of the necklace. And so I wear that, just something that gives me a little bit of delight that I know that I'm wearing, or some sort of really interesting shoe. That's where I think I get a lot of enjoyment from it, like the dopamine, just having those little elements added to it. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I also don't like it when I'm dressed like everybody else.
Yeah.
I want to be different to everybody else. And I think I've been like that ever since I can remember. Like when I grew up as a kid, my mother used to do a lot of dressmaking. And so any sort of ball or anything like that, my mother would make all of my gowns. Like I've had some incredible ball gowns. And I would pick the most outrageous material. Like one of them, I'll put photos up. One of them was like silver metallic with giant black stars on it with a fishtail. It's pretty fabulous.
And your mum pulled that off.
Oh, yeah. My mum's a fabulous dressmaker. We would put together like the creative design and then I used to sew a lot of my clothes for university, so all my clothes. And my mother always said to me that she was surprised that I became a dentist because she said that when I was younger I was obsessed with like fashion magazines and fashion. She said that's where she thought I would go in my career, that I would go that way. But I really do think during lockdown and COVID and particularly menopause, I lost a lot of my identity during that time. Like I've really lost my identity and I think I was hiding in this cloud of black and not spandex, but, you know, wasted pants and T-shirts. But now I feel I'm just, it's almost like I'm coming out of cocoon and just reimagining myself again, what life looks like after 55 and what that means fashionably. And yeah.
So, I mean, you mentioned that I had commented.
Yes.
And I know we'd done that on a podcast episode a couple of
because you'd seen me earlier when I was dressing.
I had seen you earlier.
Yeah.
Has anyone else commented on your
No, you were style? The only one. But that was really good because it really woke me up. You know what I mean? I just like, oh, shivers. She's right. I've really – it's not that – and you weren't saying it in a, like you've let yourself go or anything. You were just saying, where is that Fiona?
Yeah.
Literally, that's what you were saying. And so it was a good internal thing for me to go, oh, where is that Fiona? I better discover her again because that – I think it's really important to – you know, they say that first impressions, that first 10 seconds is so important. And so I've been thinking about that a lot. It's like when I go to greet someone in the waiting room, I don't let my nurses go grab the patient. I always grab them myself because I want to go out and I want to do that first 10 seconds of looking them in the eye and shaking them in the hand and looking, you know, put together basically, you know, put together. And I think dressing has a lot to do with that. And it's so superficial to say, but that's a known thing that
it's a known
people
thing.
Will react in those first 10 seconds, you know. So I'm trying to be aware of that now. And the other thing as well is not only does the dopamine dressing give me a lot of happiness, but I don't feel like a wallflower anymore. I really had shrunk myself down to be a wallflower. I really had. I'd really gone into myself. And so getting that wake-up call and just saying, hey, what's happening, was a really good thing to sort of go, oh, yeah, I get so much enjoyment from that. And it's like you walk into a room, you go, here I am.
Here I am.
Here
exactly.
I am, you know, in all my fabulousness.
Yeah.
Here I am. And I really love that.
And it's interesting because I think it was episode 33 where we talked about dressing across generations, and that's where I think we had that conversation.
Yeah,
I think it's easy to have societal expectations tell you what you should be wearing and what you should be doing and all of those types of things, but then finding yourself in that noise.
Yeah.
And I think both of us spend a lot of time on social media, so it is very easy to have the voices of like experts in fashion say, but this is what you should be wearing.
Yeah.
And it's not always what you want to be wearing.
Yeah. It's interesting. I just suddenly had a thought. You were saying to me, were you the only one who said that? Another very good friend of mine commented on it as well.
Oh.
Yeah, a really good friend of mine who she is really beautifully fashionable in a very minimalistic way. But when I say minimalistic, I mean always things of interest on her. She's like some divine bag or some really interesting shoes or some interesting piece on her. She had commented as well. And she had taken upon herself a little bit to take me shopping.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and sort of say to me, step away from that store. But she had said something. And so now when I go to meet her, I do make a real effort to dress up. And she'll say to me, oh, I love that coat that you've got on, or oh, those pants are fabulous, or something like that. I think the other thing as well that people don't understand, and I can say this, you and I can have this conversation really clearly, is when you're a diabetic, that actually also affects the way that you dress.
Yeah.
Very much so, because you've got all these leads on you. If you have an insulin pump and if you've got, you know, continuous glucose monitoring, you have these lumps and bumps on your body. And also you want to get access to your pump when you can. And I would actually... I hate that if I can't get access to my pump, I have to find a bathroom somewhere to give myself some insulin. Or if it starts alarming and I'm like, oh, I have to leave the room to go work out why is it alarming. So quite often if I'm in a dress store and the person's trying to help me, I show them my pump and I'll say to them, I need something that's got pockets.
Yeah.
I need something that I can get access to this. And then they understand, because I used to go to the store quite a lot. The women knew me there quite well. And they'd bring me some fabulous pants and I'd go, no, it doesn't have pockets. It has to have pockets. Like I just,
See, I would wear pants without pockets, but I just clip my pump to the top of the pants.
See, I don't do that. And I know I've seen the clips and all that. I've got them. But I always want a pocket. So that's why, like, we have that, I reckon, the shared love of jumpsuits. I love jumpsuits.
You
can thread it out of the jumpsuit, put it into the pocket and access it really easily.
Yeah.
I do love dresses and I've got a lot, but a mild panic for me when I wear one because can I get to my pump? So I have to really think about it. And then the other thing as well is bodycon dresses. I would love to wear something a bit tighter, but then I think, well, you're going to see that lump.
Yeah.
In my body.
Yeah, 100%.
People go, what's that? It's 100%. My lump in my body.
Yeah. And people have asked me before, like, what is that on your leg or what is that on your tummy? Because it's quite an obvious, like, weird lump.
Yeah.
Like, not a – anyway, but it is interesting.
But I still love fashion. I follow you wouldn't know because I'm not a huge fashionista, but I love fashion. Like I will watch all the fashion shows still. I read a lot of fashion magazines or online still.
Yeah.
I always know what's going on in the fashion world and what the latest trend is, whether it's shoes or clothing. I do really love it. But the thing being at my age is whatever's fashionable now, I have in my wardrobe from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I don't need to go buy it because I've got it.
Yeah.
Like I'm really at that age now where things have really come around. Like, and I just go, oh yeah, I can start wearing those shoes again from 15 years ago because all of a sudden the kitten heel's back.
Yeah.
Because I don't throw away my really beautiful pieces. I find it really hard to it's almost to me like they're pieces of artwork that I own and I don't want to get rid of those. I want to keep those and I will wear them again. Anything that's just a basic can go, no problems at all. I'll wear it to death or I'll donate it if I don't like it anymore. But like those, you know, if you're even thinking about your own wardrobe, I bet there's things in your wardrobe that are immediately coming to mind that are just true fabulous.
Oh gosh, things. Yes. But it's kind of interesting because I absolutely love fashion and I remember there have been points in my life where I have felt frustrated because I haven't been able to afford the look that I want to be wearing.
Yeah.
And I think particularly when I was in my 20s or even in my like late teenagehood, not having the money and when we were newly married also not having the money because we were both studying, Scott and I, to dress the way I wanted to and to have the variety of clothes that I wanted to. And I think as I have gotten older and, you know, a little bit, not that I have a secure job, but, you know, I have more money coming in, being able to splurge a little bit more on those looks has been really, I really have enjoyed that.
You really like it.
But it's kind of interesting, like, you know, we just said we really love jumpsuits and I was just reflecting, like, I have some incredibly stunning jumpsuits, but then I have these looks where I have overalls.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought a pair of like emerald greeny kind of overalls. So I kind of look like a farm girl when I wear those. And then I also have these overalls, which is like almost like sleepwear material.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they're just comfort overalls, which I can bum around the house in. And I'm like, wow, I really gravitate towards something where I actually mentally don't have to think too much about coordination sometimes.
Yes.
Because it all comes in one package. So I think that's also why I love jumpsuits.
I'm just thinking as well that a lot of dopamine dressing for me is I'm one of four girls. I share a lot of my clothes with my sisters.
Oh.
You know, like one of my sisters here in Melbourne will contact me sometimes and say, I've got a ball on coming up, what can you do? And she'll come to my house and I'll have a rack of clothes up for her and say, what do you want? And she'll go, I'll take those four home and I'll decide on the night. I love sharing my clothes out to my sisters like that. I have posted clothes to my sisters to wear to different things and then they, because I get a lot of pleasure out of that as well, that they're getting reworn that way too and they're enjoying them as well. So I've done that quite a few times as well. Do you ever do that? Do you ever share out any of your stuff?
I don't lend it, but I give it.
Oh, okay.
So if I'm not wearing it anymore, my sister gets like a whole, probably twice a year, I do a wardrobe clean out and she gets clothes that might not fit me anymore or clothes that I'm not necessarily wearing. And she did tell me, it was pretty funny that, you know, sometimes she'll wear an outfit that I had given her and she'd wear it to work and they'd be like, that's your sister's, isn't it?
Oh, really?
Because it's like our styles are quite different.
Oh, so they know.
And so they know that must have been one of Tasha's outfits. So, but I'm glad because often they're still like really in good nick.
Yeah.
But it's just not something I can wear anymore.
Yeah,
so
that it's not your style anymore.
Well, it's not that it's not my style. Like it was a lot of dresses that I just couldn't wear a pump with anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They were tight or I did gain weight and I hadn't lost the weight and so I just gave away clothes that didn't fit. Or clothes now that I'm like, I don't know. I bought a lot just after COVID where I'm like, I think I bought them out of desperation without really thinking them through.
Yeah. I used to give a lot away to my sisters, but I actually sell them nowadays if I'm going to get rid of something. So, and I've done a lot of that over the last year. And one of my sisters has said that she doesn't like that I do that.
Because she's missing out.
She used to rely on me giving her stuff and now I'm selling it.
She's missing out.
The one thing I have changed with my fashion, though, quite significantly, is my footwear. I only want to be comfortable in my shoes now.
Yeah.
So I haven't bought a high heel in years and I do have a few, But for me, it's all about the flat, and I won't wear in a pair of shoes if they're stiff in any way. Like, even if I love them, I will not buy them. They have to be the softest leather or sneakers.
Yeah. You know?
Like, that's where my fashion has really shifted. And I love that sneakers are so fashionable at the moment.
And acceptable.
Yeah, and acceptable to wear with. You can wear the most fabulous outfit in a pair of sneakers with it. I love that too. So that's the one thing where I probably won't be going back to is the high heels. And even if I was going to a ball, I don't think I would wear a high heel anymore. I wore a pair, we'd be going over a year ago, and I hadn't worn a pair, I reckon, in 2 years. And I just regretted it so much. I thought, that's it for me. I'm done. I don't want sore feet at the end of the night or anything like that. I just want to be comfortable, and I want to be able to dance what I want to dance and all that sort of stuff. So
I haven't worn high heels either in ages. And the other thing I haven't worn, which surprised me because I used to love them in my 20s and 30s, is knee-high boots.
Oh, okay. I haven't worn my knee-high boots in forever. I've got a pair.
But I just don't find them comfortable enough maybe anymore, or I don't know. I think.
Do we see them in fashion much at the moment though?
Yeah, and I think when Taylor Swift was around, people were then buying boots again.
Yeah.
So they definitely are around, but I don't gravitate towards them, so I am gravitating more towards sneakers. And flats.
So I've got so many sneakers, it's ridiculous. But I wear them, so I don't mind the value per wear I get back on them. You know, like I really... And I think just also being a diabetic, you just worry about your toes and all that sort of stuff. You want to keep your feet as healthy as possible, and sneakers are the way
to do that.
Arch
support, you know.
Arch support, yeah.
Okay, if you're doing something the next day, do you go to bed that night thinking about what am I going to wear?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. It's a rare day that I... And sometimes I'll change my outfit 2 or 3 times. It drives my husband nuts. But I have an idea what I want. I've got a full-length mirror, and I've got a vision in my head, and then I look in the mirror and I go, no, that jacket's not quite working. I'll get this other jacket. And I mean, I've got, like, I understand my privilege that I've got the luxury of that's in my wardrobe. So I've got a short jacket, a long jacket, a mid jacket. So I am talking very privileged here. But yeah, so I'll put on a jacket and go, yeah, that's not quite right. I'll get another one until I'm like, this is what I need to be. And then I'm also a really strong believer of that take one piece off. So sometimes I'll be wearing some jewellery and I go, no, that piece needs to come off, and I'll take it off. I used to wear a lot of jewellery. I don't know what it is, but I started to get really annoyed with things around my neck, and I didn't like anything touching my neck, and went through this weird phase of, you know, wearing them almost every day to like literally putting it on before I go out and just going, no, I can't wear that today, and taking it off. But I think jewellery can really elevate an outfit. So, and I'm talking, it's a lot of costume jewellery and things like that. I do have some really fabulous pieces, and if I wear them, people will often comment on them because they're just so unusual. They look like museum pieces, I reckon, and people just go, oh my God.
So it's that architectural element to it. Yeah,
really beautiful.
It's so interesting because I've become more minimalist in my jewellery. I always will wear a chunky ring.
Mm-hmm.
On one hand when I go out, less so necklaces because I'm a scarf girl majority.
Yeah.
But I prefer small earrings, and I then, you know, have wedding rings and stuff like that. But I don't usually wear a lot of jewellery. But my mum, and like from family heirlooms, has like all of these incredible jewellery sets of like, you know, gold and sapphires and rubies and sapphires and gold and all of this kind of stuff. And
that's very cultural as well.
Sits in the bank, but I'm just like, I don't know if I'd ever wear them because they're so traditional and they're like, I don't wear saris and I don't go to the kind of events that I would feel comfortable, and also I'd probably be scared I'd get mugged. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I'm more minimalist in my jewellery and more outrageous probably in the clothing.
Yeah.
And also I think for me, the other thing that is an accessory for me is my hair.
Oh, yeah.
And so often I think about my hairstyle and how I style it and all of that kind of stuff is a statement piece for me often.
Do you always wear makeup with it as well?
I'm wearing less and less makeup these days. Like today I'm not wearing proper foundation. I'm just wearing skin corrector kind of thing, like a BB cream, but it's not like a foundation. But to work and events and stuff, I would wear makeup, but I have different styles depending on how heavy I want to go. But yeah. If I'm at home and just doing Zoom meetings, because Zoom has such a good filter, I don't wear makeup.
Yeah, I will normally wear a lipstick.
Yeah.
And I don't do a lot with my skin. Like I might use a colour corrector, but not much else.
Yeah.
For me to wear makeup, it's got to be something really fancy, you know, on my eyes and things like that.
Yeah.
And when I get my makeup professionally done, like I have to have it done in a couple of weeks' time for a photo shoot I'm doing, I feel like I'm wearing a mask. I find it so weird, you know, so weird to have a full face of makeup. But
yeah.
You have to for that sort of thing.
Yeah, you do. Know?
Just so your eyes pop a bit more, or just so you look like you're alive.
Do you know what I do, which is probably such a millennial thing and actually, yeah, people will probably cringe at this. I don't wear eyeshadow.
Yeah.
But I'll wear coloured eyeliner.
Oh, yeah. I love coloured eyeliner.
And, yeah. But I don't think it's an in vogue thing.
Really?
I don't know. Probably not.
Nah. It's always in vogue, a coloured eyeliner. You mean like a green or a blue or something
like
that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I'll just do that with mascara. Anyway, don't take makeup tips from me because I'm not sure what I'm doing. But I absolutely love colour. And so like even having like bright blue eyeliner.
Yeah, I think that's gorgeous. Yeah.
And so I don't know if we've done this in an episode before, but I remember you and I had talked about like what are the three words that describe your
style. Yes, I love the
style.
Three words. Yeah.
So what are your three words?
I'm working on that all the time. So I would definitely say one of my words is relaxed.
Yeah.
I think another word that I would use is unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be things like my sparkly pants
yeah.
or my pendant or my shoes. And I think the third thing, which I am working towards, is sophisticated.
Oh.
I'm thinking I want a more sophisticated style.
Yeah.
Whereas beforehand, I thought that word was more tomboy.
Yeah.
You know, more mannish.
Yeah.
If that's the word. But now I'm going for sophisticated.
I really like that.
How about you? What's your three?
So one of mine is confident. Yeah. So I love to dress in a way that they're like people would look at that and be like, wow, she has a lot of confidence to be wearing that. But also I dress to make myself also feel confident.
Yes.
Comfortable,
yeah.
Definitely. So I don't like to feel uncomfortable in any outfit. Hence why like saris I don't wear too many like restricted,
yeah.
Tight. If the fabric is soft, it's fine, but like I don't like corsetting or anything
yeah.
like that. And then cool is the other thing. So cool in colour, but cool in like I love my fake leather joggers and I've worn them now to quite a few work events with sneakers and then a bright shirt.
Yeah.
That would be like a typical look for me because I'm not going to wear necessarily your normal work pants. High heel pumps and a shirt and a blazer. Like that's not me. I just like a cool factor in there. And my hair is probably the big thing around that because I do have an undercut. And so having a shaved component is also the cool element.
So say those words again. Cool.
Cool, comfortable, confident. All three C's.
I know. And I was going to say like the one word that you said comfortable, I say relaxed. That's the same word.
Yeah. But I like your sophisticated. That's a good one.
I'm trying.
That's a good one.
I'm you know, changing, upping my style again. So, yeah.
Hi, everyone. It's Dash. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the XYZ Experiment podcast. And don't forget to leave a rating and a review. If you've enjoyed our show and like what you're hearing, tell all your friends and family and hit that subscribe button. If you want to hear our updates and know when episodes drop, follow us on Instagram at the XYZ Experiment for all the latest updates and news. And our original music was composed and performed by the amazing Luke Champion.